Shalom Aleichem Rabotai. Mishnah Yomi continues in chapter 23 of Shabbat at Mishnah Hey. Now, yesterday we were talking about on Shabbat, someone could wait at the Tuchum to take care of a Kala, a wedding, or a Met, someone had departed. We talked about an Aron or a grave that was produced on Shabbat. And now we're going to get into continuing on that theme. Mishnah Hey says, Osin ko tzarkei amet. You can do all of the needs of the departed. Sochin, you can anoint the body, umedichin, and rinse off to the body. Bivachlo yozizu bo'aver. Please do not move a limb, because it's muksa, lemaisa, the body of the departed is muksa, so even though we handle it with respect, we don't actually handle it by moving it, even though they're doing preparations for the burial. Shomtin et a kar mitachtav, and you can actually pull out the mattress, or a kar could be a large pillow also, from under him, umatilinoto alachol, to place him down on the sand or on the ground, bishvil shayamtin, so he will keep better. Because the idea is, if he's up in a bed where it's warm, and it was warm when he was alive, then he will begin to decay faster, and if he's down on the ground, he will be decaying more slowly. The Mishnah continues, kaushrin etalechi, and we can tie the jaw, lo shayole, not to close it, so it will not come to open wider. And that would be, he's not actually moving the jaw, he's just tying something around it, some cloth, so it does not open more. The ken kura, and similarly a beam, like a roof beam, shenishbara, that it's broken, it starts to fall down or lean down, sobchinoto besofsal, you could take a bench is not muksa, and use it to support the beam, or borach the mita, or the sideboards of a bed, lo shatale, not to actually lift it all the way back up where it was, that would be a malach of bone, elish lo tosif, so it won't dip further down. En me'amtzin et amet b'shabbat, we do not close the eyes of someone who's just passed away on Shabbat, v'lo b'chol, imitzid ha'nefesh, and not even on a weekday, at the time that the nefesh is leaving, at the time of death. Hama'ometz imitzid nefesh, someone who closes the eyes at the time of death, or as a shofech damim, he could be a murderer. Because anything, any kind of movement, even a small touch, could hasten death. Now, on Shabbat itself, obviously moving the aver, even the eyelid, is muksa. But in the daytime, it could even hasten death. So it's not done lemaisa until they're sure that the departed has actually departed. Okay, Rabotai, on to Perek Chaf Dalet, Perek 24, the home stretch. Mishehechshich baderech, someone's going home on the road and it gets dark. And this is talking about Friday evening. So now it's Shabbos. Noten kiso lenochri, he can give his wallet to a non-Jew who's with him. And this is even though that's basically amir lenochri. You're telling the non-Jew to carry your wallet on Shabbat, but the rabbinical prohibition of amir lenochri that we've discussed earlier about putting out fires and the like, our chachamim did not make the gezeira there because they know if they did not allow the Jew to give his valuables to the non-Jew to take home with him on Shabbos, he'd come to carry it himself and he'd end up doing a deraisa. So they didn't make the law derabanan to extend where people would come to do a deraisa instead. V'imeini monachri, if there's no non-Jew there, manicho alechamor, but he has his trusty donkey, so he can place it onto the donkey. The Bartonura brings that this is only when the donkey is moving, because otherwise you're causing your donkey to carry a load on Shabbos, you're causing your animal to do a malacha daraisa, so you have to wait till the donkey is actually moving and then put the wallet on there. So it's kind of a risky proposition, the time with the donkey and the wallet and everything. It's a pasuk even. A pasuk in Shmot, lo ta'aseh kol malacha ata uvehemtecha. So even your donkey is not allowed to do malacha, so it's much better to have a non-Jew carry it, and it's, if possible, than to have your donkey do it. The Mishnah continues, Higilo Chatzar Hitzona, he reaches the outer courtyard with his items on the donkey. No til et a kelim on the tolim b'Shabbat. You can remove from your animal kelim that are mutter to move on Shabbat. They are not muksa. She'enu nitolim b'Shabbat, things that are mutter. Matir et a chavolim, you can untie the ropes. V'soki nofli melehim, and the sacks with the muksa stuff or the wallets or whatever it is can fall down by themselves. The Kehati brings from the Gemara, if these things are delicate, it might be possible to put a mattress underneath them, as long as it's not mevotokli mechechano, as long as it's not going to be ruining your mattress for Shabbos. Yeshar kochachem, zay gesund.